You're listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Welcome back to a bonus episode of the Miles to Go podcast, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks each week to help you save money and travel better. We're essentially going to have two bonus episodes for you this week, so look for us to be in your podcast feed twice. Later in the week, you'll get my interview with American Airlines senior executive Kurt Stocci. I met up with him out in the desert at the Roswell Boneyard for the MD-80 retirement ceremony. But today is all about the slew of Hyatt promotions out in the market right now. If you're a faithful listener of the show, you've heard quite a bit from my partner in crime on the deal front, Jen from Deals We Like. Well, she reached out to me a couple days ago and said that we needed to do a longer segment just about all of the Hyatt promotions. And that led me to want to fiddle around with some new editing software to see if I could launch a bonus episode all on my own. Hopefully, I don't mess that part up too badly. At any rate, all of the promotions we're going to discuss today should be rewarding enough on their own, even if my editing may be a bit suspect. Jen, thanks for helping me drive through all this Hyatt stuff today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff out there, and it's been a while. Like, I date back to the G bonuses when I first started following Hyatt, call it, 10 years ago. That they had this many promotions out in the marketplace. And so we're going to start with a promotion that just got announced. And, you know, for folks who stay at limited service Hyatt hotels, this one's going to be music to your ears. There's two separate tiers to this promotion, but essentially what Hyatt has come out with launching immediately is a triple points promo if you're staying at Hyatt Place and a double points promo for pretty much everything else. That sound about right?
That is right. Yeah, it's quite awesome. And it's been quite some time where Hyatt has had a promotion that's been, you know, for all properties. So this is nice. And it's a great opportunity to really increase your balance, especially for those that stay at those Hyatt Place properties. And I know I will be forcing my husband to stay at those properties over the next few months. Little does he know. But there's no reason, you know, the price is the same and you don't really care. Like, he travels for business. Might as well stay at the Hyatt Place over the Hyatt in New York City. All prices the same and location works out well, and earn those triple points.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a couple of things here. First, the bad and then the good. So the bad is, for folks who've been paying attention for a while, you'll know that some of the old Starwood preferred guest executives came over to the Hyatt program when Jeff Seidel exited the Hyatt program a couple of years ago. And unfortunately, one of my nitpicky things with the old Starwood promos pops up here in that you will earn up to triple points on eligible spend starting with your second qualifying stay.
I know.
Unfortunately, the first one earns you a big squadoosh, but the second one gets you into double or triple points. The big benefit I see in this promotion is, we talked about the triple points on Hyatt Place hotels, and there's over 350 Hyatt Place hotels across the world now. On the double points, it's not just Hyatt properties. It is all the M Life properties in Las Vegas that participate. And then now we've got over 200 small luxury hotels of the world that participate as well. So you've got over 700 properties that you can earn double points at, and over 1,000 total properties that you can earn points at across the Hyatt system now, which, you know, given where they were a few years ago, much bigger number that you can earn bonus points at than you used to be able to.
Right. Absolutely. So it's really all-inclusive, which is awesome. No excluded properties. And I know that we used to see that quite often, you know, with Hilton promotions way back when. So it's nice that really any Hyatt property will get you something as long as it's your second stay. But I know last time this promotion ran, you know, a blog reader reached out to me and said, you know, I have a 7-night stay coming up, quite expensive stay. Would it make sense for me to just do a quick, really cheap stay in my local town one night just to get that first day, you know, under the books and then earn those double or triple points depending on what property you're staying at to get those extra points in that property? And I said, yeah, absolutely. Like, do the math, see if it works out. But that is one possible way to really allow you to earn a lot of points if your first day happens to be quite expensive.
Yeah, for sure. And unfortunately for me, I've got Hyatt Place stays this week. And so I will get those stays in before the promotion starts. But as a road warrior, I have a high degree of confidence that I will be finding my way into some Hyatt Place and Hyatt hotels between September 15th, when the promotion launches next week, and December 15th when it ends. So this covers pretty much everything except for those Christmas, New Year's weeks at the end of the year. And my guess is that we probably won't see the next promotion until at least early January. So there will be a gap over the holidays like there normally is. Yep. But we got 3 solid months here, if my math is correct, to earn up to triple points on your Hyatt stays, which I'm going to go ahead and say, even though we haven't seen all the promotions for the fall, this is going to be the best. I mean, it just has to be. I can't see anybody coming out with anything that even smells like triple points.
Right. And if it does, then it's equivalent and maybe even worth less, because Hyatt points are worth more, in my opinion, anyways.
Yeah, well, there is that, especially compared to where Marriott and Hilton are right now and what you can get for a point. And I think it's a great point that we make, no pun intended, to folks about how much further a Hyatt point can stretch than, say, a Marriott or a Hilton or an IHG point right now. Sometimes, you know, 3 times the value out of a Hyatt point versus, say, something like an IHG or Hilton point. And that, so that means that when you're earning triple points, they're also going further to get you that next vacation. And Jen sort of inadvertently teased where we're going next when she was talking about this promotion being very inclusive, because Hyatt has 2 promotions on their all-inclusive brands. And one of them has been out for a little while. And we're going to just touch on both to make sure everybody's up to speed on them. But the newer of the two is an interesting one. And that's, well, let's rewind for a second. So there are 2 Hyatt all-inclusive brands. There are Hyatt Ziva and Hyatt Zilara. And the difference between the two, Hyatt Ziva is geared towards families. Jen and I have both stayed at Ziva properties. And Hyatt Zilara is adults-only properties. Jen, have you done any of the Zilaras yet? I have not.
I haven't. Usually my Caribbean vacations are with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I will say, for some of the Ziva properties, they do have adults only portions. So, for example, San Jose del Cabo, near Cabo San Lucas, there's a separate wing for the adults, and they have their, and that's sort of like blocks a pool that's got, you know, loungers in the water and special bar and all that stuff. That's a adults only pool. So it's not that you can't go to a Ziva property if you're traveling as an adult. It's, you know, you're going to have a designated part of the property. It's going to be more for you if you're not looking to have kids splashing around in your pool.
Right. And if you're adults only, if you're staying at the Ziva, you can also many times use the restaurants and the amenities at the Zilara, as long as you don't bring your kids over with you.
Yeah. And so the promotion that they have going on right now is for Hyatt credit card holders. And I do love that they consistently do promos throughout the year that are just focused on credit card holders. It really adds value to keeping that card in your wallet. One of my favorite promotions they run at the last few summers is you get essentially a 10% rebate on all of your award bookings during the summer travel season, which for those of us with families is generally when we're on the road burning our Hyatt points. So always love that promo. Here, if you're a Hyatt credit card holder, if you spend $500 at Hyatt Ziva, you're going to get a $250 credit back on that stay, which I think is awesome.
I'm so excited about this promotion. You don't understand, because I have a property booked this December already, regardless of the promotion. So this was like music to my ears. This is literally $500 back in my wallet, because both my husband and I have the credit card. So we'll both be able to get the $250 statement credit. That is amazing. I'm so excited to see this promotion. And especially that it's over the Christmas, the holiday time. So I know you said that you travel out over the summer, and that promotion actually usually doesn't work for us, because we actually don't travel as much over the summer. And we travel more in the winter. We're up in Boston, so we like to get out of the cold. And so, you know, February, December timeframe is popular for us, and usually no promotion is over those timeframes because that's such peak time. So I'm glad to see that was not an excluded timeframe.
Yeah, and you stole my thunder again on the fact that if you and your spouse happen to both have the Hyatt credit card, big opportunity here to double dip. And just for clarity, for folks who may still have the old Hyatt credit card, which I would say it's definitely time to upgrade. I think there's plenty of benefits to the new one.
I still have the old one. Be careful what you say, Ed.
Oh, Jen. Yeah. And I still and so this here's the second part directed right at Jen. I think we're past the point where you're going to see a big rewarding offer to move from the regular card to the new improved card. So, time to start getting the better benefits. But what Jen and her hubby are going to do, which I love, is they're both going to put part of the stay on their card. And so you guys may be doing that with expenses at the properties. But what you could do if you're a family or even just a couple going to one of the Hyatt properties is you could book back-to-back nights, one of you booking day one, the other one booking day two, et cetera, to get to your $500 number and both get the credit. And my personal experience with this has been, if you talk to the Hyatt hotels and you've got consecutive nights at a property, they're usually really accommodating about just making sure that they keep you in the same room and don't make you have to check out and check in again, which would be a great way to double up on this promotion and score $500 back instead of just $250.
Absolutely. Or even if you have a consecutive reservation on one account, just do a split tender when you go to check out. Usually hotels are pretty accommodating with that as well. And when my husband and I are, well, I'm trying to figure out, he just goes along with the plans. We already have our stays booked with points. The point reservations are no longer available. So I cannot actually easily cancel and rebook and pay for the first two nights and then use the points for the remainder of the nights. So actually what we're doing is we made our stay with just two guests and we were just going to pay for our kids. I think the Hyatt Cancun charges $110. Per kid, three or older. So we were just going to pay for that. So as you said, the expenses. So hopefully, this charge back as an expense at the property, such as like spa or anything else you do that you have to pay. And then my kids are going to go for half price ultimately.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. I didn't even think about split tender, and I do like that as a possibility. So you could, as Jen says, you could just charge to two separate cards at checkout because the promotion does say spend $500 or more directly with Hyatt Ziva or Hyatt Zilara. It doesn't say what that $500 has to be. It doesn't say it has to be. It doesn't even have to be a hotel stay, although it would be hard to spend $500 at an all-inclusive Hyatt property without staying overnight. So
right.
I would imagine you could probably split tender and have this happen because it's going to be triggered by the credit card, the statement, the charge showing up on the credit card, not a stay showing up on your Hyatt account.
Right. So, you don't have to book through a certain link or anything with Hyatt. I'm also wondering, so my mom also has the Hyatt credit card. I'm wondering if I can maybe loop in, use her credit card and she write a little note like when I was in grade school telling me that I have authority to use her credit card. So I'm really trying to see how I can maximize this. So I'm really
Which
excited.
Is no surprise. No surprise
no.
at all.
Jen is money figuring out money how to is money back in my pocket. And so we're really excited for our stay and we're really excited about this promotion. And we've been to this property twice before and we love it. So we're actually returning again. And so that's what will be Christmas.
Nice. All right. So we've got two more to get through before we run out of time on today's bonus episode. And these are quick hits, but I think equally valuable. They've got a little bit less time on them. So first off, there's another promotion that involves the all-inclusive hotels, and it's a double night count for both Hyatt Ziva and Hyatt Zilara. So this ran for part of the summer. So it started back in August and it runs through November 23rd. Any qualifying night that you have at a Hyatt Ziva or Hyatt Zilara property is going to count twice towards status for next year, with the key being that you have to register for this promotion by October 31st. So you're going to want to make sure you register. But I love that that this is out there for folks because, if you get into the T's and C's, which Hyatt has really started moving in this direction with their promos now, this is for anybody who's paying an eligible rate, which are most of the rate, or redeems for free nights. So you can get credit for this both as a paid guest or if you're redeeming your award nights to get closer to status with Hyatt for next year.
Yeah. It's a great promotion. Fortunately, will not run while we're staying there. But for those who are going during the fall time period and right before Thanksgiving, it's a perfect opportunity.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you're, you know, if you're trying to get to, you know, for me, globalist is, you know, the most valuable status out there. And so if you're trying to chase globalist and you had a 4 or 5 night stay at Zvers Alar during this time period, you know, doubling that up could really get you to that top tier. And as Jen said, unfortunately, it does not run for the Christmas, New Year's time period for those of us that are a slave to the school calendars.
Yeah.
So last one up, unless I'm missing one, I think we've covered everything other than the promotion for using the Hyatt app. And this one only runs through the end of September, so you've only got a few more weeks to use it. But if you are booking Hyatt stays, you have to book and stay by the end of September. And for each stay that you book through the Hyatt app, you'll earn 500 bonus points, which is a tip of the hat to Hyatt's new app. Have you gotten to fiddle around with the mobile entry yet, Jen?
I have. With the mobile entry, no, but I've been playing around with the app. I have not used the mobile entry yet, but I look forward to using it soon, I hope. Have you?
You know, I tried at one property, and it was the day that this launched, and it wasn't up and running yet. So I'm eager to try it after the bugs are worked out, just to see if these features work. So essentially what they're rolling out with the app are two separate things. Well, I mean, there's more than that, but two things that are of importance to frequent travelers. One is that you can, in a lot of properties now, you'll be able to use your smartphone as your key. And then the other, you'll be able to request a bunch of different things via the app. So if you need pillows or hair dryers or stuff like that. And then in theory, you should be able to use your phone as a casting device. So the Hyatt rooms are going to be equipped with Chromecasts. And so if you have a Netflix subscription and you want to stream a movie to the screen for your kiddos, that in theory should be possible with the new app. But what we're focused on right now is, hey, if you've got any Hyatt stays coming up in the month of September, make sure you're using the app to book them so you can get that 500 bonus points.
Right. And if you already have a stay that was booked that you booked on your computer and this rate hasn't changed and there's still point rooms available, you can go ahead and cancel and rebook. Might as well get those 500 points back. My husband knows that well because I made him do that.
You know, we've mentioned your husband so many times in the episode. I have to take a moment to pimp my other podcast, the Now Boarding Podcast, because his episode on that. So the Now Boarding Podcast, when we started the format there, we did a deep dive with each of the boarding area bloggers, and we did Adam. And Jen was texting me while I was on with Adam some of his best points and miles fails over the years.
He sucks at this game, but he'll go along with it as long as I make it easy for him. And now he's the business traveler, so he's the one traveling. So if he wants the relationship to work, he's got to just, you know, do what I say. And 500 bonus points is well worth it.
It is well worth it. I mean, especially when you figure, like, you know, the nicest properties in the Hyatt system are still only 30,000 points a night, setting aside the small luxury hotels, Category 8 stuff. But, you know, I mean, when you talk about 500 points, it definitely can go a really long way, and certainly a lot further than, say, Hilton, where, you know, I was just doing something the other night about doing some research on a Disneyland package, and a very basic Hilton near Disneyland is 50,000 points a night, which is like, wow, ouch. So 500 points is 500 points, but in this world with Hyatt, it's more valuable than a lot of the other ones.
Absolutely. And free is free.
Free is free. Well, that is a wrap on all that we've got to talk about in the world of Hyatt. I hope you guys enjoyed the bonus episode and the extended time with Jen. She will be back soon to do more deal segments. Until we bring her back on the show again, though, Jen, tell folks where they can track you down when you're not jawing about Hyatt on the podcast with me.
Thanks so much for having me. You can find me at my blog, dealswelike.com, or any social media outlet, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything at dealswelike.
And you can find her here on the Miles to Go podcast just about every single week, bringing you our deal segment, the things that you need to be paying most attention to make sure you're earning the most points that you can earn on a weekly basis. That's a full wrap on this week's episode. I'd love it if you could take just a minute to let me know what you thought about the bonus show format. You can shoot me an email at ed@pizzainmotion.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion. And as always, you can find me blogging each and every day at pizzainmotion.com. Let me know what you loved and what you hated. If you guys like the format, we'll try to do more bonus episodes so you can get breaking miles and points news as soon as there are deals that you need to jump on. A big thanks to Jen for joining me today. And a big thanks to all of you for downloading the show and rating us and telling your friends. The downloads for the show keep growing each and every month as we keep creeping up the podcast charts. If you've listened this far, I have to believe that means that you like what you're hearing. If that's the case, please tell a friend and make sure that you subscribe to get our episodes downloaded each and every week as soon as they're released. Until we upload again, we've got miles to go.